All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Manny Williams. Oh, Sandy Williams.
Tony.
It's in the studio. So, Sandy, inflation has cooled slightly to 8.3%.
Yeah, I mean, ever so slightly. Right?
So for those of us who are looking for a respite, you know, what does, you know, it didn't go up. It's Biden says he knows how to fix it. Should we rest assured that he can get it fixed swiftly?
No.
Nobody can get it fixed swiftly.
Well, no, I mean, it's really, because it's a group psychology thing, this is a herd mentality, because as long as the herd thinks prices are going up, they're going to behave today in a way that basically assures they will go up, because they'll start buying everything today so they don't have to pay more for it tomorrow, and that bids the price up. So that's the nature of the inflationary spiral. And what's got to be done ultimately is to kill that psychology. And one of the ways you kill it is to announce that prices aren't going to go up because we have a solution. You know, sort of the Biden, the lead government spokespeople always say, this is temporary. Don't plan on these prices going up in the future. It's not going to be that way. And that's one of the ways you keep them from going up, because then people say, okay, I don't have to buy it now. I can buy it later.
That seems fickle, man. I mean,
that's the way people make their buying decisions. So the idea is you got to kill that this fear of higher prices in the future that motivates people to buy now, to borrow some money to buy now, because if they're going to just pay more later. And so you drive up interest rates to try and keep people from borrowing money and then if with interest rates high enough, some people might even start saving money instead of spending it. That's really, in today's economy, the people we're talking about don't have save as the option to spend.
So I was watching, I forgot what news it was last night, and they were talking about the housing industry that's still really red hot.
Yeah.
And people who right now were looking to buy homes, and we were just at 3%, and now it's up to 5.3, 5.8. And people are still saying, well, we better buy it now, because even though it's increased to 5.3 or 5.8, we don't know what's coming down the pike. And so they're going to buy the homes now, which means you get less for what you could have gotten.
I mean, the prices of homes have gone up considerably. And clearly, the American public is making a decision that they're willing to spend more of their disposable income on housing than they did in the past. Now, how do they spend that money? Some of it's spent on actually buying the house, and some of it's spent on the interest and servicing the mortgage to buy the house. And, you know, if at 5%, in 30 years, the amount that you borrowed will, the amount that you pay back will more than double.
Well, the fixed rate stuff is back now. I mean, not the fixed rate, but the adjustable mortgage.
Yeah, the adjustable mortgage.
Yeah, people are now, which was, you haven't even heard about in the last, 20 years?
Well, no, people were doing it 8 years ago. So they were doing it during, until this period of long-term low interest rates came up, the ARM, the adjustable rate mortgage, was quite common, because people felt that the interest rates that were prevalent before 2008 were kind of on the high side and were likely to come down. And so they didn't think that interest rates were going up. They thought they were maybe going down. And so people said, well, I'll do the adjustable rate because my payments will go down in the future. And they continued. And then that came true, you know, with the adjustable rates. And then at some point people thought, you know, the interest rates are so low now, I ought to lock this in. And so then when interest rates are so low, the only direction an adjustable rate mortgage is going to go is to work against you. So everyone decided to fix in. So before the interest rates went down to almost nothing, adjustable rate mortgages were quite common. Then when they were down to almost nothing, everyone said, well, I'm not going to do an adjustable rate because all that will happen is the rate will go up. So I'm going to fix my rate.
You know, Sandy, I called you the Grim Reaper before, but really what you are doing is reminding us of a time not too long ago, which is the way we lived and did things. We got used to the interest rates being almost zero.
Yeah.
And all the luxuries that went along with it.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And now we're back. I mean, that period of, I don't know, 10 years or maybe more, because I remember always saying, man, well, this can't last forever.
Well, the interest rates plummeted right after 2008. So
right.
By 2009 or 10, we had interest rates down in the 2% range.
Right.
And then they dropped off from that. So, yeah, I mean, you know, everyone should have had their eyes wide open. Just all you had to do is look at a history book to see what the long-term average of interest rates had been. And we were at an all-time low, and it was prevailing for an all-time long time. And so, yeah, interest rates were going to go up. And the real estate industry knew that because they were building while interest rates were low, knowing that the window was going to close, you know, that they wanted to lock in. If you're a real estate developer, you really want to lock in your borrowing rate at as low an interest rate as possible because it's a material cost in your real estate development. And so that's why we saw all these apartments going up in these last 10 years, you know, everywhere.
You know, I go back to the thought that we thought it was going to be a smooth ride coming down, right? That it was going to take a period of time before.
What would be a smooth?
Well, I shouldn't say, or going back up, that these things were
going to
go
back.
Yeah, and those kind of things. And they weren't going to all happen at once.
No, I mean, the problem is that negative things that happen financially, negative things happen fast. You know, the stock markets fall, they collapse. You know.
So that's good. So
that happens. That happens very quickly because the marketplace, the instinct to sell, to get out of a market for something, is a fear-driven impulse. And so, you know, when the marketplace suddenly becomes fearful that prices are falling, everyone runs to the door to try and get out at the same time, and prices don't just fall, they collapse. Interest rates are going up because the price of bonds is going down.
So, Sandy, we haven't seen a large collapse in the Dow. You see it still around. It loses 600. It loses 400. It loses 500. It's at 32,000.
No, it hasn't.
So
it hasn't collapsed. We have not experienced the massive. Why hasn't it?
When everything else is coming down.
Well, it isn't.
Or going up.
The interest is because the stock market is currently believing that interest is going to get harnessed. Okay, the fact that it doesn't plummet, because if the interest rate really was going to climb up and stay higher than it was in this past period, appreciably higher, if it was going to go up above 8% or more, that has a very substantial impact on the value you put on future earnings. You know, money in the future
right.
becomes worth less now. The stock market is all about money in the future, and when interest rates go up, a dollar in the future becomes worth less today by the math of it is that it goes way down in value.
So we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789, Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.